This week's parasha, Parashas Kisavoy, Kapitel Chavav, Pasuk Tes. Vayevienu, and he brought us, Elamokim Hazeh, to this place. Vayitein Lanu, and he gave to us, Nesoretz Hazois, this land, Eretz Zovas Chalav Udvash, a land of flowing milk and honey. Rashi explained, Elamokim Hazeh, Zeh Beis Hamikdash. He brought us to this place, the Beis Hamikdash. Vayiten Lanu Es Haaretz. And the words, Vayiten Lanu Es Haaretz, the Baruch Hashem gave us Es Haaretz, the land, Kimashmoy. Zog Rashi. Kimashmoy? Whatever, what's Mashma? What the word Es Haaretz is Mashma? The connotation is obvious. Parshat Akasha, it would seem that it should be in the reverse order. First, Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, and then they went into the Beis Hamikdash. The Pasuk is in the reverse order. Vayivienu Elamokim Hazeh, and he brought us to the Beis Hamikdash. Vayitenonu Es Haaretz Hazois, and he gave us this land of Eretz Yisrael. As Pasuk should have been. Vayitenonu Es Haaretz Hazois. Vayishan gave us this land, and he brought us into this land, to the Beis Hamikdash. Bishach Adoif Mibels says in Shemois, in the two psukim in Shemois, Kapitel Yud Beis Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayihi Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh Yatsu Kol Tzivos Hashem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Yatsu. Klal Yisrael went out. And 10 psukim later, the pasuk says, "Vayhi be'etzem hayoyim hazeh hoytzi Hashem as bnei Yisrael eretz Mitzrayim al tzivosom." So we have the first pasuk is Yatsu kol tzivos Hashem. Klal Yisrael left, and 10 psukim later it says, "Hoytzi Hashem." Hashem took out. Why do we need two psukim to tell us that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim? Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim only once. Why do we have two psukim? Secondly, why are there two different lashonos? Like we said, the first one says Yatsu and the second one says Hoytzi Hashem. Bel's Rebbe answers. It says in Shemois, in Kapitel Yutes Pasuk Dalet, the Targum Yonason ben Aziel says that on Erev Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim on top of the clouds. He brought them to the Mokum HaMikdash to be Makir the Korban Pesach. Erev Pesach is when we bring the Korban Pesach. On that same night he returned them to Mitzrayim. So he took them to the Mokim HaMikdash, to Makir the Korban Pesach, and then returned them to Mitzrayim. So Klal Yisrael, in essence, left Mitzrayim twice. When the Pasuk says, Hoytzi Hashem, Hashem took them out, it is referring to the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim to bring the Korban Pesach. When the Pasuk says that Yatsu, meaning that they went out, not Hoytzi Hashem, Hashem took them out. Of course Hashem always took them out, but the Yatsu was referring to where they left on their own two feet, and that was when they left Mitzrayim forever. When did they leave? They left on the 15th of Nisan on their own two feet. Vayivienu! Now we can understand this pasuk. Vayivienu elamokim hazeh! First, Rabbi Shalom took us to the Beis Hamikdash. Vayivienu elamokim hazeh. First step, step number one. We went to the Mokim Hazeh. After that, Vayitein Lanu Es Haaretz Hazois, he gave us Eretz Yisrael. So after the Pasuk told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to the Beis Hamikdash, we would think that the next part of the Pasuk, Vayitein Lanu Es Haaretz Hazois, cannot be referring to Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, Kimash Moya. In other words, with his highness and his zeal, it's beautiful. Rashi's telling you, what does Rashi say, Kimash Moya? What does Rashi have to say that for? He's saying it's because I have had the question, if the Rashi took us to the Eisa Migdash, the Eisa Mokoyim, why are we going to Eretz Yisrael after to the other way around? He's saying, no, you should know that even after he took us to the Eisa Migdash, because that was Erev Pesach, when the Baruch Hashem took us to the base of Mikdash, and then the next day, on the 15th, we actually left, and then after he gave us the land of Eretz Yisrael. It says, in Pasuk Yud, Va'ata, Hinei Hevesi, Esreishis Pri Adomash, and Asati Li Hashem. The one bringing Bikurim makes a statement and says, Va'ata, now see that I have brought the first of the fruits from the ground that you, Hashem, have given me. The Chidor explains, there is a case in the first parak of Kedushin where an Isha gives an important Ish, a gift. So a lady gives a man, an important man, not some a man, but a lady gives a Ish Choshuv, a gift. The Gemara says that the man can be mekadesh the Isha with the hanor that he gave the Isha by accepting her gift, because the lady received hanor because, oh, look at this chosher person, he accepted my gift. With that hanor, the man can be mekadesh her. By one giving the kurum to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam accepting it, the individual is receiving Hanah. Don't think the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is receiving Hanah. Where the Isha Kain and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Kain, and Lael Vav Adol, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not an Ish, a Choshev, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But on that level, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is an Ish Choshev, that by, to the extent that when we're giving him something, he doesn't need it. We're the ones that are getting the Hanah. Hinei Evesi, we are bringing Bikurim to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Asher Nosata Li, from what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not need our Bikurim. He's doing us a favor by accepting it. Says in Parashas Kisetze, Kapitel Chofala, Pasuk Yigimel, V'yoshva v'veisecha uvochsa asaviyah v'asimo yarech yamin. If a Yid wants to marry a fast Toyer who is captured, he's allowed to marry her under certain conditions. The Pasuk tells us that she must remain in his home for Yerach Yamim, 30 days. And what is she supposed to do for those 30 days? She's supposed to cry, weep for her father and her mother. The Zohar Kodesh says that this Yerach Yamim is referring to Chodesh El. The Yefas Torah needs to be an Avelos for her father and mother, since they are not coming along to become part of the Jewish nation. She needs to mourn over her past deeds and look forward to her new life that awaits her, one of Yiddishkeit, Torah and Mitzvahs. Chodesh Elul, Yerach Yamim, 30 days. It's a time to reflect on the previous year, what we did wrong and how we are going to try to rectify it. We look forward to Mitzvah having the opportunity for a new beginning. We're looking forward to having the opportunity for a new beginning and to raising our level of avodah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Rashi explains from the Sefri, one must bring his Bikurim to a Kohen that is in his days. One only has the Kohen of his days. It does not matter whether the Kohen is Talmud Chacham or Tzaddik. The Pasuk says, the one bringing the Bikurim says to the Kohen, I declare today to Hashem Elikecha. This Yifurna adds that ordinarily one would not speak to a commoner and say Hashem Alekecha. Even though the Kohen on duty is not a Talmud Chacham, one must still address him with this great respect. What's the reason for this? Because the one bringing the Bikurim is in essence bringing Bikurim directly to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In the days of Elul, it is incumbent upon every Yid to take some time to reflect about his past and the Eitzes Hashem, his bright future. We all need Siyata Dishmaya, the help of Hashem in everything that we do. The Rebbein Yishloyim took us to the base and made this to be Makar the Karpa Pesach. He then took us back to Mitzrayim so that we could leave with our own two feet. We need to realize that while it may seem that we walked out on our own two feet without help, we always need help. The Rebbein Yishloyim gives us the opportunity to get schar for following his Ratzon. We need to make the effort. However, we must realize that it is really always the Rebbein Yishloyim doing it. It's not that we're doing it. We're making the effort and the Rebbein Yishloyim is doing it. We bring Bikurim to the Rebbein Yishloyim from quote-unquote our fruit. It's not our fruit. It's all from the Rebbein Yishloyim. Mitzvah Bikurim is to remind us, to teach us. None of it's ours. A little bit later in the parasha, Pasuk Tezvav, Hashkifa, Mimoyin Katshecha Min Hashemayim, Uvoreich Es Amchos Yisrael, V'Eisu Adomo, Hashem Nosat Olonu. Gaze down from your holy abode, from the heavens, Min Hashemayim, Uvarech es amcha es Yisrael, and bench your people, Yisrael. Yes, Adam Hashem nasat lanu, and the soil which you have given us. Every year is obligated to give ma'aser from the produce of his land. There are numerous ma'aseres. Yet not all of the maisers are given every year. The maisers are given to the Levim, the Gerim, the Yisayimim, the Amonois, and to the Aniyim. One who gave all of his maisers made a statement in front of Hashem that he gave all the required maisers and that he performed the mitzvahs of Hashem. He then states that Hashem should gaze down from him, Hashkifa, from where? Min Oyin Kotshecha Min Hashemayim, from the Rebbein Yishloyim, from his holy abode, Min Hashemayim, from the heavens. Why does the Torah need to say that Hashem should gaze down Min Hashemayim, from his holy abode, from the heavens? We know that the Rebbein Yishloyim's abode is in the Shemayim. Where else is the Rebbein Yishloyim gazing down? What is this chat? Hashkifa Min Oyin Kotshecha Min Hashemayim. Rashi says, Bereishis, any time Ashkifa is used in the Torah, it denotes careful examination, determine that the punishment is appropriate. This word generally has a negative connotation. The only time it does not have this meaning is in Devarim and Al Pasuk. That's what the Rashi in Bereishis says. When the Yidden give to the poor, the Midas Hadin is transformed to the Midas Harachman. As I say in Rashi, he's going on the Pasuk in Sedayim. Vayakumu Misham Anoshim Vayashkifu Al Pnei Sedayim Vayavram Hoylech Imam Mishalchom.
Is it sure?
The Ben Ish Chai, he brings down the Gemara and Chagiga. Gemara and Chagiga and Af Yud Beis, Amud Beis. There are seven Shamayims. Viloin, Rikia, Shechokim, Zvul, Moin, Mechoin, and Arvas. Why does the Torah refer to the fifth heaven Moin over here? We say Ashkifa Mimoin Kotchakam in the Shamayim. There are seven Shamayims and Mo'in is the fifth. Why the Mo'in is gazing down from the fifth one? What's this fifth one? The Gemara says that the Shamayim called Mo'in has groups of Malachi Hashareis who sing Shira at night to their Ben Shalom. Only at night. But keep silent during the day out of covet for Klal Yisrael, they have respect for Klal Yisrael, so at night they sing Shira to the Rabbi Shalalam, but not by day. Who pray? Why? Because Klal Yisrael prays the Rabbi Shalalam by day. The Shamayim called Ma'ayin reveals to us the greatness of Klal Yisrael, even with respect to the Malachim and Shemayim, Malachim and Sharis. The Malachim do not sing praise to the Rebbeinu Shalom by day when Klal Yisrael are awake, so as not to interfere with their praising of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's unbelievable. Klal Yisrael want to receive bracha directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. We therefore say that we request bracha from Hashem in the heavens, in the Shamayim of Ma'ayin. Why? Because Hashkifam Ma'ayin Kachacha. Dr. Ben Ishchai, beautiful. Ma'ayin attests the Klal Yisrael superiority over the Malachi Hasharis, thereby making it inappropriate to receive bracha through them. We want bracha directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Klal Yisrael, the way to receive directly from bracha from the Rebbeinu Shalom is to get bracha from this place called Ma'ayin. The Ma'ayin is the fifth Shemayim, but as we said, the Malachi Hasharis don't sing by day out of respect for Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's the reason why we specifically say, that's the Shemayim that we want, because in that Shemayim, that's where we get the bracha directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom with no intermediaries. Chaim HaKadosh asks, why does the pasuk use a double lashon of Hashkifa Mimoyin Kachacha Min Hashemayim? Mimoyin is the fifth level of Shemayim, and Shemayim is Shemayim, which are the seven levels, I don't know, but Shemayim. So why do we have to say both? Say Hashkifa Mimoyin Kachacha, or say Hashkifa Min Hashemayim. What's Mimoyin Kachacha Min Hashemayim? Zot Erechayim HaKadosh. There are two types of Shefa that come from above. One is the Shefa of Ruchnius, the spirit, the Ruach of Tahira, of purity, which the Rebbeinu Shalom infuses into people. That's the first type. The second Shefa is one of physical life, by providing and physically nurturing everything. Oh, Rebbeinu Shalom nurtures everything in this world. That's the chapter of the Rechayim. Hashkifa Mimoyin Kachacha is requesting for spiritual infusion. We want Ruchnius. Minashamayim is a second request, a request for blessing, for bracha of physical prosperity. Zaptik Safsefa says in Shmois Rabba, Tosa Yerushalmi, in Maisa Sheni, G'day Letztaka! Stock is great. Why is that? Because stock changes midas hadin to midas harachamim. Changes good and bad into good. What's pshat in this? Sotik Sav Sefer. What does that mean? Good of this world is a curse. If one receives good in this world, it detracts from the good he will receive in the Olam HaEmes. Sotik Sav Sefer. Therefore, it is a curse to receive reward in this temporal world. However, Zaktik Saf Sefer, you should know that if one performs good actions with his money, and that he supports the aniyim, the poor, and those who learn Torah, he receives extra zechuyos. Those added zechuyos are a reward of riches in this world, which do not detract from his reward in the Olam HaEmes. When one gives ma'aser properly and faithfully in the proper manner, that's the way he gives it. He changes bad reward, which we're saying is, what's bad reward? What does it mean? Bad. Bad reward means is, I'm going to get reward in this world, which looks good, but it's really bad, because I'm not going to get it up in Shemayim. So if someone gives tzedakah, and he does it the right way, and he gives ma'aseres to the aniyim, and he helps them support Torah, in that case, the Rebbeinu Shalom will give him, that bad reward will become good. How so? He'll get the reward in this world, and it won't detract from the next world. It says in the Ruach Chaim, in Chaim Belozhin. It says in the Sefer Smichas Chachamim that when one accepts upon himself to provide for aniyim, he immediately receives shefa from above. And they help him to be gebenched, to be blessed with much bracha in all of his dealings, even when he just accepts upon himself. Zok de Ruach Chaim, based on this Smichas Chacham. That is what the Pasuk is telling us here. In Shamayim, there is an abundance of Shefa waiting to fill this person with bracha. It's there. Uvarech es Amcha Yisrael. From that prepared Shefa, it's prepared, it's there, waiting for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless Klal Yisrael. Medrash HaBor says, when Klal Yisrael do not follow the Ratzon Hashem, he closes the storehouse. There's a storehouse up in Shemayim. It's got tons of goodies. And they die in a rov, in a famine. As the Pasuk says, V'atzer es ha-shamayim v'yiyah motor, v'ha-adom alois hitin esivula, he will restrain the heavens so there will be no rain and the ground will not yield its produce. When Klal Yisrael does Ratzon Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom opens up the storehouses. The Pasuk says, Hashkifa mim oyin kachecha min ha-shamayim. From the Rabbeinu Shalom's abode, he opens the Shamayim, the storehouse. Ramshik says, the primary element of every mitzvah is Lishma. One who performs the mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. Lishma. Why am I doing this mitzvah? Because the Baruch Hashem said so. No other reason. The mitzvah of Staka is great even if it is not done Lishma. As I said in Ramshik, although certainly it's even greater to do with Lishma, certainly. The main part of the mitzvah of Staka is to create a kiyum of the world by supporting the Torah HaKadosh. So even if you're not doing the Lishma, you should get it. It's definitely better. But there's still something that's happening. You're creating a kiyum of Torah. Even if one has ulterior motives and is not doing it altruistically, it is still a great mitzvah because it keeps the world going. It says in the Tchelas Mordechai that the mitzvah of Tzedakah is great, very great. Klal Yisrael requests that they should receive reward for this mitzvah based on the value in Shemayim and not on the individual who performed the mitzvah. Well, as we're explaining, according to Ramshik, that it's so great in Shemayim, we realize that it should be a zchus down here for that greatness. Zok de Aruch HaShulchan in Evin HaEzer. And the Evin HaEzer Simin Samach Beis Sifkat Men. At a chasana we say Shas Simcha B'Moinoi. That's one of the brachas. Shas Simcha B'Moinoi. There was a gadol who wanted to use the lashon of. This is all brought down in Aruch HaShulchan. This is not a Musa Sefer. This is Aruch HaShulchan. There was a gadol who wanted to use the lashon of Ma'ayin at a siyum of a mesechta. He was making a siyum at a mesechta. He wanted to say Ma'ayin. He felt that the Simcha at a siyum is so great that it is proper to use this lashon of Ma'ayin. Zok d'Aruch HaShulchan. Things went awry at the siyum. Something, he doesn't explain what happened, but things didn't go right at that siyum. I don't think it just means that the potato cooker got burnt. Seems like something worse than that. And the gadol realized that this happened because it was improper to use the lashon of Ma'ayin at a siyum. Why? He explains. At a wedding, the simcha is great, yet it is not complete. It's not a complete simcha. In this world, simcha cannot be complete. People ultimately die. It's not a complete. It's not a bishlamis. Someone can get married, but they're going to die. Everyone dies. We die. However, Torah on this world is complete simcha. When you're talking about Torah, there's a concept of having complete simcha. As it says in Pirkei Avos, 1 hour of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim is greater than a lifetime in Olam Haba. This certainly applies to the Torah HaKadosh, mitzvahs, but the Torah HaKadosh is even greater, which is equivalent to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. The lashon of ma'ayin zok darach ha'shulchan is not proper at a sim because it's a lashon of incomplete simcha. That's what ma'ayin is. You should know ma'ayin is incomplete simcha, while tayra simcha is in its shlemus. So by a chasna when they say she has simcha ma'ayin, no, it's a simcha, but you should know that's an incomplete simcha. To use that lashon by a sim ha'tayra, it's much greater the simcha there. You can't use it. It's a taka. It's a bizarre to make such a say such a thing. The pasuk over here says, "Ashkifa ma'ayin katrucha min hashemayim." Hashem should gaze down from the ma'ayin, which is not the uppermost level in Shemayim. We said it's the fifth level, like the Gemara says in Chagiga. While the mitzvah stocky is great, it's wonderful, and giving the proper ma'isrus is a great mitzvah, you should know something. It's not a complete bracha. Hashkifa is used here. The lashon of Hashkifa, because the mitzvah of tzedakah changes midas hadin to midas harachmim. It's not a great tzedakah, like we said in the Rashi. Even if one's not performing lishma, like the Ramashik says, it still has a great impact in this world. But you should know it's not complete, it's not pure. What is pure? The Torah HaKadosha is simcha b'shleimusa in this world. The Torah uses the word ma'ayin over here. Hashkifa mim'ayin kachacha. Why does Torah use the word mim'ayin? To inform us that you should know it's a great mitzvah. And the Shema should come down from this great mitzvah. But it doesn't reach the highest level. It's only the fifth level. We have to work on it. It's El time. This is what you have to work on. The connection to the Torah Kadesha. Vadu she gives tzedakah. It's a great mitzvah. Change the meaning. It's a mitzvah rachamim. Not saying Hashem not to give tzedakah. But realize, what keeps the world going is the actual Torah. Amshik says, giving the tzedakah, it helps keep the support, keep Torah going, and keeps scheming the world. But Torah is the greatest simcha. That's Taka simcha b'shlei Musa. We're in El. Time to reflect. To prepare for Rosh Hashanah. For the Yemei Adin of where we are, and where we're headed. Today opens so happens to be the English date, known in America now for, I guess, 13 years, September 11th. A day when Al-Qaeda, Yimak Shemom, wreaked havoc in the world. In our world, in America, where we are. We thought we were invincible. I was down in New York City that day. I remember vividly, I hope I never visioned this and never see this again. I was on the FDR Drive. I walked over to the FDR Drive. No one knew where to go. It was before even the first tower fell, but people were ready, there were rumors flying that everything was bombed, buildings were falling, no one knew what was going on. We saw papers, we saw smoke, no one knew what was going on. And people were running, complete bahala. They was all of a sudden, I see everyone running with all, the ladies were all crying, come out. I'm not saying no men were crying, but come out, people were just crying. And people all of a sudden, you see everyone start running one way. All you needed was one person. And everyone started running. And I'm watching this, I was sitting there, I'm like, they don't know where they're going. I don't know what to do either. But I know running with like a chicken out of the head not going to get me anywhere. And back and forth, and back and forth. And the FDR Drive, nowhere to go. There's a river on the side over there. The buildings you hear are falling. Where are you running? But they're running. We're not in control. We think we're in control. We're not in control. America thought they were the greatest. No one could do something like that. America under attack, all the newspapers said. And the things that we heard was Haka because we're so strong. You know, yeah, he did sometimes. Yeah, not always. Chas v'shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is always there. We're not in control. We have to think about what our tachlis is, what our tafkid is. Rosh Hashanah is a time to be mamos to Rebbeinu Shalom. You know who allowed those planes to go into those towers? You know who made those towers come down? Rebbeinu Shalom. Mamlech Nerabayne Shalaylam. You have to think about it. You can't just come into Rosh Hashanah and it's going to work. You got to prepare. Oh, it's 30 days. Yerach Yomim. A time to prepare. It was Shitake Bizaycha. To have a Ksiva, Chasim, a Toiva, and a good teacher. Have a good chance.